Hi, and welcome to the Fresh Wind Christian Fellowship Podcast. Today's message is the start of a series on hot-button topics, where Nicole sets the stage for how we will engage in discussing and learning about issues which often tend to scare people away. To learn more about our church and where to find us, visit our website at freshwindabbotsford.wordpress.com. Thanks, and enjoy the message.
All right. Coming into the new year, we had a lot of words about God doing something new here, something that hadn't been done before. So what I'm going to outline for you this morning, I believe, is part of that. Once a month, on the Sunday before Soup Sunday, we are going to talk about a hot-button topic affecting our world. So this is things like sexism, Indigenous people in Canada, LGBTQ people, immigrants and refugees, the poor, and so on. We're going to, instead of just kind of not saying anything, and we're going to talk about it. We don't want to force people to agree. There isn't a set you must believe this to belong to Fresh Wind. We want unity, not uniformity, but we are going to talk about it. Okay? Some of you hear this are now excited. Let's dig into some things that make our faith relevant and talk about different perspectives. This is cool. Some of you are seeing church split warning bells and trying to run for the door right now. Okay, so what I want to talk about today is how we're going to do this so that we keep Fresh Wind a safe place and that we love and we grow as a community as we go through this process together. This series is very close to my heart. It's an idea I believe Jesus gave me even before I was hired to coordinate preaching and the first thing I showed Greg and Tracy when they asked me to consider this position. It goes right to the heart of who I am and what Jesus shows me about his heart. I am a stuff disturber.
Just go ahead and say it.
I'm a shit disturber. Okay. It bothers me to see people holding to opinions that harm people and require denial. I lived there long enough, and I have seen the ever-increasing freedom it brings to me when I let Jesus help me let go of those things. I have also seen the harm to relationships when people refuse to listen, refuse to consider another person's perspective, refuse to examine their own actions and attitudes. I have real trouble with no-go subjects. I tend to intentionally bump into the elephant in the room. Sometimes this gets me in trouble on Facebook. Why? Because no-go subjects stunt our growth relationally and personally. They carve out a place that relationships can't reach into. They create and maintain space between people and prevent us from getting any closer. No-go subjects are a form of self-protection, which means they cut us off from trusting Jesus in those areas and instead bring up anger and defensiveness. Without honest self-examination, we can't grow. Defensiveness causes us to stagnate. I don't think we want that here. I also want us to be in the world, but not of it, like Jesus said. It is very easy to separate what we do here from the rest of the world, to be neither in the world nor of it. But then we suffocate ourselves and make no difference to anyone else. I want to look at things that are oppressing real people, examine ourselves to see where we are part of the problem, and also how to be part of the solution. Too much of what has been said by Christians and churches about these issues has been based in fear and hate. It has served to convince people that the church is irrelevant and has no idea what love is. This is the absolute opposite of Jesus and the opposite of what should be happening. I want Fresh Wind to be a counterpoint to that. I want to be part of something real, something messy, something that changes the world. And I really hope that you want to as well. So here's the plan. On Hot Button Sunday, we will have a short talk about the topic, followed by questions to ask Jesus and time to discuss. At the end, we will each pick something positive we personally can do related to that hot button and moving us towards Jesus' heart. The following week at Soup Sunday, we will have time to share how that went. To avoid nasty surprises, we will let you know in the fresh reminder and on the blog what the upcoming hot button is and a couple of the main points that we're going to talk about. Our foundational question in this series is, how does love respond? This relates both to how we speak about the hot button and how we respond to each other as we're discussing. Here's the definition of love from 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envious. Love does not brag. It is not puffed up. It is not rude. It is not self-serving. It is not easily angered or resentful. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Love is patient and kind. All of us are at different places on our journey. I look back at some of the opinions I held 10 or 15 years ago and shudder a little. I'm sure others can relate. Love means that we have grace for ourselves and grace for each other and remember that the direction we are moving is more important than the exact place we are in. We are all growing to be more like Jesus and none of us is there yet. Love is humble. It does not brag. It is not puffed up. This means that when I love, I accept that I might be wrong. I might be wrong. I listen to other people's opinions and especially their experiences with the goal of understanding their point of view. I consider each person's input to be just as important as my own. Love is not rude. It is not self-serving. Love looks very carefully at how it expresses its opinions. Love means that during our discussion time, we express ourselves with grace. It means we think about how others will react emotionally to how we say things before we say them. It means that we avoid absolute language like the Bible clearly says, or the fact of the matter is, and instead we say things like, I think, or what about this? It means we always remember that we might be wrong. Love is not easily angered or resentful. Love is willing to self-examine. The topics we are going to look at will be uncomfortable for all of us, including the person holding the mic. Things like racism and sexism are ingrained in our culture. We have been steeped in them since birth, and they come out in ways we don't expect and may not even recognize. When someone suggests that something we say has a racist overtone, for example, we have a choice. We can get defensive and assert, I am not a racist. Or we can look at how that might be true and how we can change it. Love is not glad about injustice. Love looks at the problems in the world and asks what is behind them. Love looks for the hurts people have experienced that lead to their behavior. Love remembers that women who have abortions and refugees and gay men and the rich and the poor are all people, people who are loved by God. Love rejoices in the truth. This means that we wholeheartedly engage in looking for God's heart over our own opinions. It means that we fact check what we have heard and seek to become better informed when we recognize our own ignorance. It means that not being an expert doesn't get us off the hook for thinking about an issue and learning more. And some of these issues, the people talking to us are not going to be experts. I know I will not be an expert. Right? But we're not off the hook. We still need to look at them. It also means that we avoid dualistic thinking, on or off, black or white. Later in 1 Corinthians, it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I set aside childish ways. Children see things as black or white, right or wrong. Part of being adults is that we can see the continuum. We can recognize that something like racism isn't an on-off switch. There's a gradient. We can see that agreement and disagreement aren't the only two options. We are a very diverse group, and it is totally fine to us agree in part and disagree in part. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Love helps us stick together not because we avoid certain no-go subjects, but because we are more attached to each other than we are to our opinions. Okay, your turn. What are your thoughts? That was really good. I have two questions for us to ask Jesus. And we'll share on the second one, I think. First is, Jesus, are there any blocks in me that would prevent me from participating in Hot Button Sundays and growing the way you want me to? So Jesus, is there anything that would prevent me from being able to go through this process? Second question. Jesus, what are the gifts you have for us as we go through this process? I would like each of you to think of something positive that you can do relating to hot button topics and growing to be more like Jesus. It should be something you can do this week, and it does not need to take a lot of time. Here are some suggestions. Sit down and talk with Jesus to work through any blocks he pointed out. Talk more with Jesus about the gifts he has for you in this. Work through any of the fear that this has brought up with Jesus. Choose something that pushes your buttons and learn more about it. Or practice asking someone what they think about something where you know you disagree and listening without arguing. If this is a tough one for you, how do you like your coffee could work. Bless you. Thank you so much for participating this morning. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
If you'd like to learn more about our church, where you can meet us on a Sunday morning, or learn a bit more about listening prayer and our pillars, visit our website at freshwindabbotsford.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening.